So what we're saying is that there has been a significant increase in the number of Syrian refugee children who are going to school in Turkey. There's been a 50% increase, to be precise, a 50% increase in that number between June of 2016 and the present. But we're also saying that despite this increase, there's still 40% of Syrian refugee children who are old enough to go to school, they do not get an education. And this is, of course, an important concern. Children who do not go to school, they're missing out on opportunities to learn, but they're also exposed to a number of threats and dangers. And it's important that that something is done about that and that resources going towards education are increased.
So what is UNICEF doing in that regard?
We're working very closely with the government of Turkey. We're working very closely with a number of partners, including the European Union, to make sure that we are building systems that are stronger, that can absorb the increase in capacity. We're trying to improve the quality of inclusive education for Syrian and vulnerable Turkish children. One of the things we do, for example, is that the system of double shift, so that we support schools where Turkish children go to school, for example, in the morning, and then the same school would host Syrian children in the afternoon. So we're also providing school supplies. One of the things that UNICEF is doing is pay monthly incentives to Syrian volunteer teachers so that they can continue to teach. A number of Syrian families insist on their children learning in the Arabic language, and we rely heavily on Syrian volunteer teachers to do that. And for them to be able to do that on a continuous basis, they do need incentives. We are also developing a program that would include Syrian refugee children in a program that's already underway in Turkey and that gives grants or cash allowances to vulnerable families for them to be able to send their children and keep them in school.
Tell me about the challenges UNICEF is facing to provide all these to the Syrian children in Turkey.
The Turkish authorities have done a fantastic job in terms of providing assistance to the Syrian refugees in Turkey. And I was just in Gaziantep a couple of days ago on the border between Syria and Turkey, and I've spoken to many families and children, and they were very grateful for the support they have received. They're very grateful for the assistance they have received. But the conflict is going into its seventh year, and the resources are getting limited. And so it's important that support increases and that funding for the programs increases.